And the Quran, because it's kaleidoscopic in its view, it has all views at once. And that's why when we look at it, you know, the Persians, I don't know how you say it in Persian, but there's a proverb that what does the ant know about the pattern of the Persian carpet? So if you look at the carpet, you know, there's a pattern, the ant's walking across it. Well, if you could imagine, like, if we could put, like, make the Quran a carpet, then we're like that ant, you know. And so we get, you know, we're just going through, it's all red, and then it's all blue, and then it's all, but if you rise above your insect nature, and actually develop your mind and intellect and study the Quran, you'll only see part of it. You'll never see the whole. Only Allah could encompass the reality of the book. But you'll get openings. Even common people that read the Quran constantly, Allah will give them openings, and they'll see things, and then they'll see relationships, and then they'll have a verse that comes to them right when they need it. Do you know? I mean, that happens to people, just average people. And then the idea that you can recite the Quran constantly, what is that? Like people really, there's, in fact, the ulama say, does it take away from the reward of the recitation when you get an intense ladha? Because some people, they really get ladha from reading the Quran, and they read it constantly. So these are things for us to ponder.